Mike and John in the morning, and we're joined by good friends of the show, Rhonda and Sarah from The Torch and Torch 180, and I asked them both to prom and got two no's right off the bat.
We're used to that.
So a big event coming up to benefit The Torch and Torch 180, and it's an 80s-style prom, so tell us about this.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so we're pretty excited about this. There is a drama group called The Unfettered out of Fowlerville, and Kim, who's the leader of that group, she met with us and was like, hey, we want to do a fundraiser for you guys. And so, you know, we're like, oh, heck yeah. And then she said, a prom, an adult prom. And so we were like, oh, how's that work? And The Unfettered group and the Fowlerville High School Tech Team Club, I think it's a club, an after-school club, they've been putting it together. It's going to be at Fowlerville High School. It is an adult prom on April 6th from 7 to 10. It's an 80s theme, so people can dress in their 80s theme prom clothes or just 80s theme clothes. Or
just prom clothes.
Or just prom
but
clothes.
But definitely clothes.
That is the minimum requirement.
Any clothes.
A naked prom would be
that's a different thing altogether.
I just wanted to clarify for that one guy out there. You know who you are.
Leave it to Sarah.
Oh, I'm the one guy. Okay.
No, it sounds like a lot of fun. I'm sure 80s music, too. And some of us that grew up in the 80s, Sarah, not you. But the rest of us remember prom in the 80s. A lot of fun. So,
yeah, they have a DJ coming, and there's going to be a silent auction too, and then some of our 180 students are preparing some treats, so there'll be food and
there'll be a prom king and queen.
There will be, yes.
Okay. I think there's prizes for like 80s attire and all different kinds of things.
So I think for folks that maybe have a great memory of their prom, or for those that don't have a great memory.
Yes.
This is their chance to do it right.
Exactly. You don't need a date.
Who could that be, John? Yeah.
I think a lot of people.
I never even went, so this is my first prom ever.
You didn't go to prom?
Never went to prom. No, I was going down a different path at that stage of my life.
That can happen. A lot of us. But so when's the event happening?
It's going to be April 6th.
April 6th, Fowlerville High School. And how do we get tickets?
You can get tickets through our Facebook. You can get them on there, I believe, at the Unfettered Facebook as well.
Yeah, it's also on Eventbrite, too. If you don't have Facebook, you can look at Eventbrite and look it up, the 80s prom in Fowlerville.
We'll put the link up on our website. Meanwhile, how's the renovations going at the new location in Fowlerville?
You know, it turns out that is a long process.
doesn't happen overnight.
Hey, it doesn't, sadly, or even in a month. So we are in the process of securing a loan. We're working with the Lindau architect team, and they are amazing. They are ready to go. We've been through all the designs. We have those set. We got the kitchen plan set, the classroom plan set. We're just waiting on that wonderful loan.
And this is the old Fowlerville Library, and I think you posted some of the architectural blueprints of what it would look like. And once it's done, looks like it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. We're going to have, actually, the bonus of being there, we're going to be able to have a coffee shop there, too.
Very cool.
So that'll be kind of in the front area, so people can come and kick back, get a coffee. Then we'll have the restaurant, and the training area will be towards the back of what used to be the library.
So the funds that are raised for this 80s-themed prom, the adult prom, that's going to help out in this this project?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's where all the funds are going to go.
So what is the fundraising goal? I mean, how much do you need to get to? And
oh, guys, it's really, really low. Just like $600,000.
Okay.
So anybody that's out there listening.
One or two proms.
No.
So tickets are $20 for the prom, $20 beforehand if you get them at the door, $25.
Right. And I think there's like a dollar something charge when you go on Eventbrite. So just so people know, it's going to be more like $22.
Right.
But
okay. And are you using the facility now, the library right now, in any capacity, or is it just your...
We have occasional meetings there, and people come in, they'll like do like a check presentation or something, but no, nothing for training, not yet.
Right. But the goal is, obviously, once it is up and running, like you said, you have the coffee shop out front, you have the kitchen in the back, and this is all about the culinary training that Torch 180 does.
Yes, absolutely. But it also is going to provide a commissary kitchen for the Torch food truck, which we've never had. So that's even a game changer for the food truck.
And when is the food truck going to be out and about again?
Man. You know, spring starts tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
6 o'clock.
Can you roll that out at 5:58?
Done. Oh, probably, if the weather stays, it'll probably happen right after prom.
Yeah, that's right, that's a goal. Yeah.
Oh, is it going to be at the prom?
At prom, yeah. Well,
you know, I think it's a great idea, and I'll have to man it. So
they're giving us looks.
Have it on display.
I can't wear 80s prom attire in the food
truck. She's trying to get out of dressing up. That's the whole thing.
You know, I'll tell you, Sarah, in the 80s, there was a lot of polyester at the fast food. If you look at McDonald's,
I see how it breathes well.
It's really sweaty,
makes
greasy.
Great sense.
It's really good.
You're right.
Yeah, it just
holds that sweat and grime right on you.
An 80s themed prom coming up to benefit the Torch and Torch 180.
Yes.
And Rhonda, how about you? You have any ideas for what your attire is going to be for that night?
Every time I've talked to somebody about attire, everybody says, big hair, big hair. Wow. That's all that matters for girls, is big hair.
Well, there was a whole lot of hairspray for boys, for men and women.
That's why you've been growing your hair out.
I think there was even a poll that was put up about what was the best hairspray for this 80s prom.
Aquanet.
Aquanet.
By a mile.
That's what you use, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Look what
I still do. I don't need quite as much. I only need one spray now. So, you know,
it goes a long way
to keep this long mane in control. So, all right, we're looking forward to it. April 6th at Fowlerville High School, the adult prom benefiting Torch 180. And people can go online to your website, torch180.com, .org, or to Eventbrite.
Yes.
And get tickets.
Right. Well, good luck. It sounds like a lot
Thank
of fun.
Thank you so much.
Right. Thank you.